Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larvell Blanks. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Don Kirkwood. And now, play ball. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Kirkwood covering, for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball four. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Norris reaches second base with a double. Alexander goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Larvell Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Mike Willis now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to third. Norris moves to second. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti who is chasing the ball. Kuiper reaches third base with a triple. Manning goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper scores. One out. It's 5-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kuiper. Velez moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Cerrone and he is out, McKay applying the tag. Two outs. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Horace Speed now playing left field. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Bossetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bossetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Velez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of speed. Velez reaches second base with a double. Baylor moves to third. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor scores. Velez moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bossetti. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Norris hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Speed moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speed scores. Manning moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Gary Woods pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Victor Cruz now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Velez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-3 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into left field. Speed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.